Levi, I'm not sure how you did that. 20 points down, start of the last quarter, two players down on the bench. How did you pull that off?
I don't know. We just took it one step at a time. We got told at three-quarter time just to not worry about scoreboard and just see what happens and have a bit of belief in each other. And we just chipped away and we finally got there in the end. It's only four goals, so it's pretty easy to chip back at the end.
What did Buck say to you just before he grabbed you in a group? What was the sort of tone of that?
He basically just said, look what happens when you believe in yourself. And that's what we did. We showed a bit of spirit out there. We haven't played a game like that in a while, and that was probably the best feeling game I've played in for probably the last 3 or 4 years.
Did you notice the lack of the two men on the bench, Darcy Moore going down and then Trav Varko? How noticeable was that and how difficult did that make it?
Yeah, we did. I'm not too sure exactly when they went down, but I know we lost.
Second and third,
yeah. We just had to stay out there and sort of watch our rotations a bit. But you could see everyone out there was pretty gassed, and we had to play a bit smarter, try to spin the wheel a little bit quicker. And I don't know, to boys' credit, ran out the game quite well. It's just a really good spirit of win in the end.
He's all yours.
Levi, well done on your win today. I thought your role on Gaff was a really telling factor in the game. I thought your discipline to be able to stick at it and clearly take the points in that matchup was a telling factor in the result. But did you seem to slip forward late in that last quarter and be able to hit the scoreboard on him, or was it moved to go to half forward and release that tag?
Well, he was on the bench still, so I come on, so I just went up forward while I was waiting for him to come on. So I just played in the deepest forward role just so then I didn't burn myself out too much until he come back on. So I was just fortunate that I was in that position that I was, so I could take that mark and kick the goal.
Levi, I was watching, it's Kel, mate. I was watching the game and noticed a lot of times that you were dragging Gaff out of where he wanted to go. You were running forward and forcing him to defend you. Is that something that you plan to do before the game, knowing he's an honest player and would go with you, or you just found yourself in those positions at times?
Well, it wasn't something like I knew that I could get him the other way late in games, but I didn't want to push it too early because I know he can run quite a bit, and he only came off once a quarter, so it wasn't really until the third and the fourth quarter that I thought maybe I can sort of try and make him a little bit accountable so he stops running a bit. And in the third he did start building up a few touches there, so I had to try make him work the other way to gas him out a little bit. But it was sort of a conscious effort to sort of, when we could go forward, just to make him think about me a little bit rather than just running forward the whole time.
Yeah, it was really well done, mate. The other thing I wanted to ask you is just about Treloar, Adams, Sidebottom, yourself, and the whole midfield group and the leadership that you've shown today. Is that something that has been spoken about going in the back end of the year?
Yeah, I think so. I think that was probably a hole that needed to be filled last year and probably the last couple of years, and still stepped up as captain today, and Tay really showed his leadership as well. So it's good for them while Penders is out to really fill the leadership role, and they showed it there just in their maturity in the game today.
And Levi, obviously the coach is very pleased with the output and the performance today, but as players, are you pleased that you could put in that kind of performance for a coach who's been under so much pressure?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. Like, we just got to, I know, like, show our supporters like what we're about, that we're not going to roll over, that anything can still happen in this season. We just want to show that we are moving forward and that we are playing for Bucks.
And your best is really good. I mean, you've taken down some very good opposition this year, as it's proven with Sydney and Hawthorn both having good runs going at the moment. You've beaten Geelong as well. You've beaten Fremantle in Perth and now West Coast here. So it suggests that when you're on, you play really good football. So what's the gap between the two, do you think?
Yeah, it's really hard to put your finger on it because, I guess that's something we speak about all the time, and I guess that's what is frustrating for the supporters and the coaches, is that when we are playing our best footy, we're really hard to match up on, and I think we can take it up to most teams in the competition, but then sometimes we sort of let ourselves slip and then we play some really average footy in between. So we just need to bridge that gap and play a bit more consistently throughout the year and finish off more consistent as well.
Another really good test next week coming up against Adelaide as well. Do you feel after today that there's so much self-belief that you've created that you can take into next week?
Yeah, I think so. Adelaide played a good brand of footy on the weekend. It's going to be a tough matchup. We always have a good battle against Adelaide. So, I mean, this will put us in good stead. This will give us some confidence, especially if we are down like we were three or four goals in the last quarter. it'll give us confidence that, like, if we do try hard enough and we do believe in ourselves, that we might be able to get over the line.
And you'll be putting up your hand to play on Rory Sloane next week, will you?
I guess if that's what the team needs, then I'll do it.
You certainly did what the team needed today, Levi. Thanks for your time on Grandstand AFL. Congratulations.
Beautiful. Thank you.